what's inside, don't let them fool you. Must have been shot down from the sky, young lover. You don't deserve to die. All they have is all they'll ever need. Taking for granted what's given for free. Don't let them fool you. Shoot you down from your high young roster. You got the heart to fight, warrior. Strive to be free, master blaster jamming on a Stevie melody, moving on a vision with no time to waste, second hand emotion, deciding the fate of mankind that's a struggle to survive, laws of nature that they just can't hide, propaganda on the media screen, it's hard to please them if you know what I mean, but if it's my to be a great big tree, spread it truth across the land and the seas. The words of I and I they learn to believe. Fight for your rights, it's your right to be free. Warrior!
fuck up.
Get the fuck inside the car now.
Hello? Anybody out there?
Yeah, shut the fuck up and get inside the car now. Come on.
Better be fair, because there's a free pussy here.
No, I don't get hard anymore because you don't fucking turn me on anymore. That's why.
You're a fucking pervert.
I'm sick of,
you're a fucking pervert.
Inside the car. I'm going to take you to father's house and I want to see you from there on. Come on. All right, you want to drive? Okay, drive me over there, you fucking dyke. Drive me over there.
You fucking hairdresser. I hope he killed you. I hope you die here.
Deanna? Deanna, come back here. Deanna, come back. Come on, don't fucking leave me over here.
I hope he fucking kills you, you fucking faggot pansy.
Deanna, come back here!
Fuck you!
Deanna, come on, come back!
Stick it up your fucking ass!
Deanna, don't fucking leave me here! Deanna!
Today is July 29th, 1977.
Help me.
Death Day.
Help me.
It was 1 year ago today that Son of Sam shot and killed Donna Lauria on Burke Avenue in the Bronx. In his latest letter to Jimmy Breslin, the killer taunted police by saying he would be back tonight to mark his anniversary. Hundreds of off-duty police officers have volunteered to work from sunset to sunrise. Police are urging New York City residents to stay indoors tonight as the full moon almost guarantees the .44 caliber killer will strike again.
Get away from the window.
Please be safe.
I don't fucking believe this shit.
Johnny boy, you ain't going nowhere tonight. Happy anniversary.
What the fuck did I do?
It's what you're not gonna do.
What the fuck did I do? Hey man, I fought for this fucking country. Is this the thanks you give me?
Oh, Father Cadelli. Mind telling us where you're going?
Do I know you, boy?
Oh, you sure do, Father. It's been a long time. We're going to have to search you and your car. It's for the good of the neighborhood, Father.
You know, boys, you really don't want to do this.
Oh, I do.
Father, give us a blessing, will you?
What?
Just give us a blessing, huh?
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Come on, Father, some original. Come on, I've heard that before.
Let your heart keep my commandments. Do not let kindness and truth leave you.
All right, thank you, Father.
Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. Coming straight from the mission. Friday morning is winding down. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. Shouts out to all. This show is spontaneous innuendos. My name is Falco. Shouts out to all. We coming through to your eardrums. More music is on the way. Radio Valencia. So much music, so little time. You just heard Fantogram. That sounded good. That sounded sweet. And that was live. And the song was called Mouthful of Diamonds. Before that, Summer of Sam. I can't get enough of that movie. It might be my favorite Spike Lee joint. It might be. There's just, it's raw. It's dirty. It's 70s. It's everything you want, man. You know? Grimy, gringy, all that stuff. Before that, we also had music from Culture Shock. Live, and that was Zumbul, an acoustic live version of that song. We also had Tomorrow's Bad Seeds with Warriors Poet. We had Factor Chandelier with Fast Lane. We had Turnstile with the song Birds. We had Raul Miron and the song Next Time. And we started off the whole set with some Denham POS and Benny Loud with the song Love Don't Come Cheap. There you go. Shouts out to all. You want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. Remember, in 30 minutes, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. He returns here every Friday from 12 to 2 with his show Dropped the Charges. Spinning vinyl, soul music. Nothing but good stuff. He'll be in. He's 30 minutes away. I'm here. Till then. You know, people want to climb the Himalayas. People want to climb the top of the mountains. You know, they want to bring a team. You know, you want to go to the base camp at the Himalayas? You better have 10 G's. At least 10,000 feet, $10,000. You know, I want to go to the top of the Himalayas. Can we do it in the summer? Is there a time when it's not snowing? Or is it always snowing in the Himalayas? It should not be called the Himalayas. It should be called the Shim Himalayas. the Shimalayas. Anybody can go up there. I'm letting you know. You could bring two things, guys. What are you gonna bring? Any two things you want besides a helicopter and a plane. I don't think you want to bring that up there. You know, you need something to survive, man. I need to keep my sanity. You know, I gotta keep my sanity. You know, if I probably would have to bring a generator. I want some electricity, of course. And because the next thing, I want to bring my hot air popper. You know what you can do in the Himalayas with the hot air popper? A popcorn maker? I want to eat popcorn on top of a mountain, on top of the highest peak in the world. I want hot air. I want popcorn. I want to eat popcorn even though it hurts my feelings. No matter what, that hot air popper to make popcorn, that's very special in my life. That brings me peace. Leave the camera. Bring the hot air popper. I want to make popcorn as I celebrate climbing to the top of the peak. Hey, roommate, shouts out to you. It all makes sense. Synchronicity. Roommate said, I just sprinkled some pink Himalayan salt on my brunch right now. And that's how it goes, man. But you know that pink Himalayan salt? It's actually from Alviso, California. Himalayan salt that you sprinkled? Oh man, I'm telling you. There's enough salt in the Himalayas, so all I need is to bring my popcorn maker. That's a very special popcorn maker. You know? I got that popcorn maker. I had to punch somebody in the face for that popcorn maker on Black Friday. You think they're gonna take the last one away from me? Talk about a spinning back fist. Into a torture rack bomb. Nothing but wrestling moves. But I got that popcorn maker. They weren't gonna take that from me. You telling me we don't need any hot air when you're that high in the mountains? You need it, guys. You gotta melt the snow. That's what I would need. Professional says, Jennifer Esposito's fine as fuck. Reminds me of my old roommate. Nice. Alright, professional roommate all together. The pink Himalayan salt. Man, you know, since I've been having to take salt, like, you know, I had to been like, you know, be really conservative about my salt eating, man. I've been using Dano's, and there's this Parmesan cheese Dano's version that I put on my popcorn. It's fire, guys. It's fire. You know, it has all these spices. It has like lemon peel, orange peel, garlic powder, black pepper, onion powder, and it has Parmesan cheese in it too. And I throw that on my popcorn now. And guess what? You could sprinkle olive oil, and that's just as good. Me and popcorn are homies, guys. I could eat popcorn without any seasoning too. I just like seasoning. But I like popcorn enough where I don't even need it. Dude, someone got a bowl full of popcorn and it's just made and nobody threw anything on it, I could eat it. I'll be happy. You know? Me and popcorn are homies, guys. I still remember the day, it was like third grade, and my teacher brought all these different versions of popcorn, like pizza popcorn, caramel popcorn, cheddar popcorn, rainbow popcorn, chocolate popcorn, cotton candy popcorn, marshmallow popcorn, nacho cheese popcorn, blueberry popcorn. I remember this, and I remember, and I don't forget it, I haven't forgot. I already forgot fractions, guys. I forgot what the Third Amendment is. But I did not forget that day when my teacher brought in all those flavors of popcorn. I still remember it to this day. And that's when I was like introduced, and it's a lasting memory that I have of school, you know? And I never forgot that, man. So it's awesome. Popcorn, you know? And you know how many times it's hurt my teeth? Hurt my feelings, hurt my gums. And I still love it. I remember chipping a tooth on a piece of popcorn. Did I stop eating the bag? No. I was munching. Humping and rumbling. That's why that hot air popper that I got on Black Friday, man, that's why I had to do a suplex on a guy. I did a belly to belly suplex on him, then I took the popcorn. You think it was over? I still had to get it into the car. Stop. So that's what I'm bringing to the Himalayas. That's what I say. That's what I do. That's how it goes. What I need. You got the popcorn maker and the hot air popcorn. You got hot air. You can keep your hands warm. You know what I'm saying? That'd be nice. But guess what? That's a luxury, guys. That's a luxury. You know? And that's not a necessity for people. That's a luxury. Not everybody can have that. Just people who suplex people on Black Friday can have that. Just got low. What happened? Shouts out to all. Roommate professional, what would you bring to the top of the Himalayas? A record player? I think that mountain is riddled with marijuana. long as you got an apple, then you could smoke. You could make a bong out of snow or a pipe. That'd actually be cool. You get the snow, form it like a pipe, it'd be over, Doc. Professional. Oh, he would bring a fleshlight? Is that what it is? Would you bring one of those? Professional? Is that what it's called? A fleshlight? Well, bring me one too. Professional says dildo, lunch, and butt plugs for friends. That's nice. And then you could carve out the butt plug and smoke weed out of it. There you go, Professional. You're always thinking. You always know what to say and what to do. You're one of a kind. You're the professional. So many things to take when you're on top of the mountain. That's the question. I know somebody put a flag on Mount Everest. You know, they got bodies all over Himalayas, all over the Himalayas, you know, all preserved. You think people go through their pants and their belongings to see if they have anything in their pockets, or does everybody go, just leave him be? No, it's okay. He's resting. Somebody took their wallet, watch, rings, earrings. They didn't say, I'll just leave it on top of the mountain. No, someone's making money. You could make a whole antique store with just the stuff they have on the bodies of all the bodies in the Himalayas. I think they have the best secondhand store in the business. You know, I worked at an elderly home. They had an antique store inside the elderly home, and it was just full of, you know, people's belongings that have died at that place, man. You know, and from what I heard, this was a story that was going around, man, is that, you know, the lady in charge of the antique store would go into the house first after the person died, and she would raid it. And she'd fill her antique store with all the stuff, man. I think that was one of the rules to living in the elderly home, is that if you pass away in your room, the antique store gets first dibs at everything you have. It was crazy. That's how I got this ring. They gave it to me as a tip. It's fresh. I mean, it's new. It's new. It's new. It's a new ring. You know? Whatever it is, shouts out to the lady. More music is on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Remember, DJ Mark is minutes away. He's back. And he's better than ever. Stay tuned for him at 12 o'clock with the show Drop the Charges. Shouts out to all. More music is on the way. Last minute request, 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Get into it. What do we got? What do you want? Drums coming in right now. Shouts out to all. You know what? I've been playing theme songs from women's wrestlers, and here's another one. This song's called Last Warning. It's Naomi's theme song, done by Def Rebel. Straight to your eardrums. Here's the song called Last Warning. Radio.
Superman, we all know that you're not looking for honors and awards. But when we heard that you were coming to see your pal Ricky, we realized that this was our chance to say thank you. First, for putting out the Lake Kamuga fire, and not least, for saving little Ricky. So since you already have the key to our hearts, Superman, may I present you with the key to the city. Thank you.
Listen up! I just came in directly from the Pentagon, and you better believe there's a damn good reason that I did. Because God has given us one of the greatest gifts in the world. Chemicals. Now you people, you like to go sit in church on Sunday, don't you?
Yeah.
You like to sit and watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sit on what? You sit on molded plastic seats. Huh? Molded to your well-fed behinds. Now, I don't have to tell you that America leads the world in high-grade plastics. We cannot afford a chemical plastics gap. Now, listen to me. Do you want our president of the United States sitting down to write a peace treaty and have his ballpoint pen bust open and the ink run out all over his nice clean pants in front of the world leaders? Now we all know that last week half of this great nation of ours almost bit the bullet if it wasn't for this man here. And all I can say is thank the Lord for Superman. Saved our bacon, and I'd like to show our gratitude. This is a small token of our appreciation to show to you for saving us from a chemical plant disaster.
Thank you very much, General. It's very nice. Thank you.
Unknown.
everywhere you go.
Cracklin and Rye Cooter, The Walk, classic, so good. Remember, DJ Mark is minutes away. All will be well, but it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to mi abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P.